愿大家平安。
May peace be with you.
今天晚上跟大家来查考神是信实的。
Today we'd like to study the topic of God is faithful.
认识我们所拜的神，不但对我们的生活有帮助，而且对我们服侍神也有帮助。
Knowing the God that we worship is not only helpful in our servitude, but it is also helpful in the way we live our life.
那神有一个很重要的特性。
God has a special trait.
就是他是信实的。
He is faithful.
那这种特性啊，在人世间啊，很难找得到。
This special characteristic is rare amongst people.
有时候父母啊，在陪自己的子女。
Sometimes when parents look at their kids.
但是如果觉得好像子女不能够被依靠。
They might feel that their kids are not trustworthy.
那这个父母有时候就觉得很失望。
Then these parents are full of regret.
那有时候夫妻也是这样的。
And same goes between couples.
那夫妻有的把一生把他的爱都交给了对方。
Some may have dedicated all of their love to the other.
那有一天发现对方是不可靠的。
But then one day, we realize that this other person is not faithful.
这个伤害是相当的大。
The kind of pain that this brings is great.
但是人都会变的。
People will change.
好不一定永远是好。
Person that is good will not always be good.
是会变的。
People change.
但是我们所拜的神。
But the God that we worship.
他的好是不会变的。
His goodness will not change.
这个是非常可贵的一点。
This is something very precious.
那神有一点的好，就是他是信实的。
And God is good in that He is faithful.
他是信用的，他是实实在在的神。
He is trustworthy and He is.
我们来看《生命记》第七章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7.
《生命记》的第七章。
Deuteronomy chapter 7.
《生命记》第七章的第七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 7.
这里说神专爱你们，拣选你们。第七章第七节。
Chapter 7 verse 7.
并非因为你们人数多于别的民。原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的。第八节。
8.
只因神专爱你们，又要守他向你们列祖所起的誓，就用大能的手领你们出来，从为奴之家救赎你们，脱离埃及王法老的手。第九节。
9.
所以你们要知道，主你的神，他是信实的，像爱他、守他诫命的人，施慈爱，慈到千代。这里是神借着摩西在告诉以色列百姓的。
This passage contains words spoken to the Israelites through Moses.
那这里第七节有一个问题让他们来想。
So verse 7 poses a question for them to ponder.
那为什么神特别爱你们？
Why does God love you especially?
为什么神拣选你们？
Why were you chosen?
你们人数也不是最多。
You were not the greatest in number.
其实以色列人在万民中是最少的。
In actuality, they are the fewest of all peoples.
那为什么最少的会得到神这么大的爱？
So why is it that those who are the fewest in number receive God's love?
这是一个问题。
This is a question.
那为什么神特别爱他们？
So why did God especially love them?
那到最后的答案呢？
The answer.
就是因为神要守他向你们列祖所起的誓。
The answer lies in how God is a faithful God who maintains a covenant loyalty with those who keep His commandments.
那神向他列祖起的誓其实是向亚伯拉罕起的誓。
This covenant was made between Him and Abraham.
神应许亚伯拉罕他的后裔要成为大国。
God promised Abraham to become a great nation.
那以后以色列百姓进到都因为饥荒搬到埃及地区。
The Israelites, due to famine, they moved to Egypt.
在那里四百多年。
They were there for about 400 some years.
那以后才出埃及。
And then they exited the place.
所以神给亚伯拉罕那个应许距离他们要出埃及那段时间已经几百年以上。
So God gave this promise to Abraham hundreds of years before the Israelites were in Egypt, left Egypt.
有谁还会记得起来几百年前 所发生的事情呢
？Who would have remembered something that happened hundreds of years ago？
有时候我们活了几十年，我们以前讲的话自己都忘记了。
Perhaps when we even after ten some years, we might forget what we had said。
我们对别人的承诺，我们自己也忘记了。
We probably have forgotten the promises we've made to others。
因为人很容易忘记了。
Because man is forgetful。
但是几百年后，神还记得。
Yet hundreds of years later, God still remembers。
环境已经改变了。
The environment has changed。
人已经改变了。
Man has changed。
但是神没有改变。
But God has not。
神对人的应许没有改变。
God's promise to man has not changed。
所以第九节才说。
In verse 9 it says。
要你们知道，你们的神他是信实的。
This is so that you know that the Lord your God is faithful。
也就是说，他向亚伯拉罕所立那个约，他现在要在他的后代里面来实现。
The covenant that he had made with Abraham, he will fulfill with his descendants。
那这个叫做神的信实。
This is God's faithfulness。
所以他自己讲的话。他最后一定会实现。
What he has once said, he will fulfill.
因此神的话好像一张支票。
God's word is like a check.
那开出来绝对不会退票。
Once he has written out this check, it will never bounce.
这是最可靠的一张支票。
This is the most reliable check.
因为他是信实的。
Because he is faithful.
他不会违背他自己。
He will never go against himself.
因为他的本性是实在的。
Because it is his essential characteristic that he is just.
那下面说，像爱他、守他诫命的人，守约施慈爱，直到千代。
So it continues saying, with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations.
那这个神的信实特别是像爱他、守他诫命的人，这个信实是绝对肯定的。
God's faithfulness is absolute towards those who love him and keep his commandments.
所以今天我们怎么体会神的信实？
Today, how do we experience God's faithfulness?
也就是说，圣经的话，神给我们的应许，神要给我们的祝福，我们怎么去体会呢？
How do we experience God's words, God's promise?
就是爱他，守他的诫命。
By loving him and obeying his commandments.
那圣经所有的话，那个福气就会临到我。
Then all the blessing that comes from his word will fall onto us.
我们对神忠心，那神对我们就信实。
If we are loyal to God, then God will be faithful towards us.
这是相对的。
It is two-sided.
所以我们在生活当中如果有什么问题
，In our daily living, if we face a problem,
我们不需要去一直在想到底神有什么问题。
We don't have to take time to think about what's wrong with God.
我们要想我们自己
We should think about ourselves.
对神有没有忠心
？If we are whether we are loyal to God or not.
我们有没有爱他？
Whether we love him or not,
有没有守他的诫命
？Whether we followed his commandments or not.
那如果我们对神的忠心一直在进步
，If we are continually more and more loyal to him,
那神对我们的信实就越来越清楚。
Then God's faithfulness will become more clear.
好，我们现在看出埃及记32章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 32.
出埃及记三十二章。
Exodus 32.
出埃及记32章。
Exodus chapter 32.
从13节。
Let's begin from verse 13.
从十二节哈。
From verse 12.
为什么使埃及人议论说，他领他们出去是要降祸与他们，把他们杀在山中，将他们从地上除灭？求你转意，不发你的烈怒。后悔不降祸于你的百姓这里是摩西为以色列百姓祷告。
Here Moses is giving a prayer on behalf of the Israelites
因为他们在西乃山下在拜金牛犊
Because they were worshipping a golden calf under Mount Sinai
这个是对神最大的得罪
This is a great grievance against God
因为第二戒就是不可以雕刻偶像。
After all, the second commandment was that thou shalt not create a carven image.
雕刻偶像对神的权柄、对神的荣耀一个侮辱。
This is an insult against God's authority.
所以神非常生气。
So God was very angry.
这次打算把他们全部都杀掉。
He had decided that he would kill them all.
Yeah. 那摩西就有一个很重要的使命
But Moses had an important mission.
就是他要改变神的心。
He needed to change God's heart.
如果他没有改变神的心，以色列百姓就全部都死了。
If he didn't persuade God, change God's heart, then all the Israelites would die.
那人现在神面前，以赛亚书说，我们像微尘，那个微微小的微尘。
In the book of Isaiah, it says that man is like dust before God.
那在天平里面是起不了作用的。
Now we are useless.
那人好像一滴水。
We are like a drop of water.
海里面一滴水。
Like a drop of water in an ocean.
人好像虫一样。
We are like a bug.
那人怎么去改变神？
How can we possibly change God?
这个太难了。
It is too difficult.
但是摩西祷告完，真的神改变了。
But as soon after Moses prayed, God changed his heart.
那我们就想。为什么一个渺小的人能够改变神的心
？So let us think, how is this little man able to change God's heart?
到底摩西怎么祷告
？How did Moses pray?
十三节。
In verse 13.
求你纪念你的仆人亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列，你曾经指着自己起誓说：“我必使你的后裔像天上的星那样多，并且我所应许这全地，必要赐给你的后裔，他们要永远承受为业。”十四节。
14.
于是神后悔，不将所说的灾祸降于他。这个祷告呢，要十四节说神后悔了。
Here it said in verse 14 that the Lord changed his mind.
这个神后悔不是因为神做错事情吗
Now God changed his mind not because he's done something wrong.
神做的事情没不会错的。
God is never wrong.
所以圣经看起来神是不后悔的神。
Now God is one should be a God who never regrets.
因为他没有做错事情。
Because he's never done anything wrong.
但是神也是后悔的神。
But God can change his mind.
后悔啊。
Could regret.
为什么神会后悔
？Why would God sometimes regret?
是因为他的爱。
Because of his love.
他爱他的百姓。
He loves his people.
那摩西祷告完了，神就不把他的灾祸降于百姓。
After Moses' prayer, God changed his mind and decided not to bring disaster upon his people.
那这个摩西怎么祷告？
How did Moses pray?
求你纪念你的仆人亚伯拉罕、以撒、亚。
He asked God to remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
那你曾指着你曾指自己起誓。
How you swore to them.
那你要你的后裔要像天上的星一样。
That I will multiply your descendants like the stars of heaven.
那我要应许这全地必给你为后裔。
And all this land that I have promised, I will give to your descendants.
所以当摩西用神的应许向神求的时候
，So when Moses invoked God's promise,
神就后悔。
Then God changed his mind and regretted.
就改变他的心。
He changed his heart.
所以我们可以看到这个神的信实。
So we can see God's faithfulness.
本来人是应该被灭掉的。
Man should have been destroyed.
但是神在想到他跟他的祖宗立的约，就改变了。
But when God thought about the covenant that He had made, then He changed His mind.
所以神真的是一个慈悲怜悯的神。
So God is a forbearing God.
那在哥林多前书里面现在在提到旷野的经验。
In 1 Corinthians, it talks about the experience in the wilderness.
我们看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
哥林多前书十章的十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.
你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受的试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条路，叫你们能够忍受得住。这个十三节啊，是这一段的一个结论。
Verse 13 is the conclusion of this passage.
那这一段圣经在讲什么
？What was this passage about?
从第一节到十二节。
From verse 11 through 12.
就在讲旷野的经验。
It talks about the experience in the wilderness.
那到十三节啊，他提到神是信实的。
In verse 13, it mentions that God is faithful.
他不叫你们受的试探过于所能受的。
He will not let you be tested beyond your strength.
这一句话也是在讲他们旷野的经验。
This is referring to their experience in the wilderness.
神不会叫以色列百姓所受的苦超过他们所能受的。
God will not let the Israelites suffer be tested beyond their strength.
那神的信实就是保证。
God's faithfulness is a guarantee.
那有时候我们常常问如果神这么慈爱，他又是信实的，他为什么叫我们受苦？
So sometimes we might wonder if God is so loving and so faithful, then why do we have to suffer?
神是信实的，不是说我们信耶稣不会受苦。
God is faithful, But that does not mean that just because we believe in him, we will never suffer.
神是信实的，是指的说我们在受苦的时候，啊，神要与我们同在。
God is faithful, meaning that when we do suffer, God is still with us.
那我们在受苦的时候，神要给我们开一条路。
When we are in the midst of suffering, God will open a path for us.
那摩西对这一点他了解很深。
Moses understood this deeply.
所以在诗篇九十篇呢，摩西没有求神不要让他受苦。
In Psalm 19, Moses did not ask God to prevent suffering.
因此，如果我们认为说神很爱我们，所以我们应该不会受苦，那表示我们对神还不认识。
If we think that because God loves us, we shouldn't suffer, then that just means that we don't really understand God.
先看诗篇九十篇的十五节。
Let's turn to Psalm 90, verse 15.
十五节。
Verse 15.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。啊，这里摩西有一个心愿。
Here Moses has a desire.
他说：“你是我们受苦的日子。”
Said in the days that you have afflicted us.
这个日子可能就是一天两天这样算的。
So these days can be counted one by one.
那下面说遭难的年岁，啊，这是一年两年来算的。
And as many years, as in 1 year or 2 years.
哦，所以摩西是求神在受苦的时候让他有喜乐的心。
So Moses here is asking that he be glad during the days when he is suffering.
那神是信实的。
God is faithful.
神在人受苦的时候一定会是给我们喜乐，会带领我们走过这一段痛苦。
When man suffers, God will still bring us joy and bring us through the suffering.
但是还有一个问题，我们还是没有办法解决。
But there's still another problem.
那为什么要受苦？
Why do we have to suffer?
他信实要给我们开一条路，那为什么他不要让我们遇到苦难就好了？
If he will open a path in the midst of our suffering, why doesn't he just prevent us from suffering in the first place?
所以我们仔细看哦，很敬虔的人一生还是会受很多苦。
So even those who are fervent still will suffer.
啊，那我们就要想为什么。
And we have to think about why.
我们要看《生命记》第八章。
Let's look at.
生命记第八章。
Deuteronomy.
生命记第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
Okay. 第二节。
Verse 2.
说你要纪念神在旷野引导你四十年，要苦练你，试验你，要知道你的内心如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。为什么人要受苦？
So why does man have to suffer?
这对我们是一个试验。
It is a test.
看我们内心如何。
It is a test to see what's in our inner heart.
真的，我们自己的心有时候我们自己不知道。
Sometimes we don't even know what's in our heart.
一直到我们受苦，我们才对自己有认识。
Only when we suffer do we understand ourselves.
有时候我们去访问生病的人。
Sometimes when we go visit ill members.
我们勉励要有信心，要交托神。
We encourage them to have faith and trust in God.
但是我们本身是不是真的有这么信心呢？
But do we have such a faith?
有时候我们自己也不知道。
Sometimes we don't even know.
那有一天换到我们自己受苦。
But one day when it is our turn to suffer.
那我们是真的有那个交托的心吗？
Do we have the faith to trust in God?
那个时候我们自己就知道了。
And only then will we know.
所以受苦会让我们认识自己更清楚。
Suffering helps us understand ourselves.
那所以受苦常常会使一个人谦卑。
Suffering often brings humility.
因为在受苦当中，原来我们发现啊，我们也很软弱。
Because in the midst of suffering, we realize how weak we are.
所以以后我们就容易去同情别人的软弱。
And then it becomes easier to sympathize in others' weakness.
那第三节。
Verse 3.
他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖不认识的玛哪赐给你，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出来的话。这里讲人活着要有两种的成分。
Here it says that man should have two kinds of understanding.
一个是食物。
Or two needs. One is food.
一个是神的话。
And one is God, the word of God.
所以在旷野这个四十年当中，
during the 40 years in the wilderness,
他们真的是靠神的话在过日子。
They truly live their days by the word of God, by God's promise.
不只是靠着肉体上的这个需要而已。
Not just based on their physical needs.
所以我们活越久受的苦难越多。
The longer we live, the more we suffer.
我们越会抓住神。
And the more we know to hold on to God.
我知道好多的信徒他很热心在拜神。
There are many members who fervently worship God.
为什么？
Why?
因为他一直觉得说，如果不是神的恩典。
Because they realize that if it isn't for God's grace.
我早就死了。
Then we would have been dead.
有的心脏早就停了。
some people's heart would have stopped.
那个心脏为之又是一直跳。
Why does the heart keep beating?
因为神的恩典。
Because of God's grace.
所以在受苦当中哦， 他就认识说， 其实每一天活着都是神的恩典。
So in the midst of their suffering, they realize that every day is a grace of God.
所以人会对神有感恩的心。
And we develop a heart of thankfulness.
这也是很重要一个受苦的原因。
It's a very important reason why we suffer.
我们再看第四。 第八章,
Let's continue looking at verse chapter 8,
16节,
verse 16.
又在旷野将你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你们, 是要苦练你们, 叫你们终究享福。 这里讲啊, 受苦才会终究享福。
Says that they suffer so that in the end they can do good, they can do you good.
那为什么?
Why?
因为人受苦以后谦卑。
Because after suffering, one becomes humble.
那人谦卑才能够继续活在神的恩典里面。
And only a humble man can continue living under the grace of God.
那人如果没有受苦, 人很容易骄傲。
When man does not suffer, it is easy to become proud.
那骄傲就是失败的开始。
And pride is the beginning of a fall.
那受苦了, 我们知道我们算不了什么, 很谦卑, 那神的恩典就愿意一直跟我们同在, 因为神是恩给谦卑的。
Once we suffer, we realize that we are nothing, then we become humble, and God will give grace to those who are humble.
所以我们回国过来看这个哥林多前书的第十章。
Let us turn, when we turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 10,
第五节,
verse 5,
他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人, 所以在旷野倒闭了。 第十章第五节,
chapter 10, verse 5,
这里说在旷野里面很多人倒闭了。
Here it said that many fell in the wilderness.
为什么倒闭?
Why were they struck down?
就是在旷野难行的旷野里面走不下去。
Because they couldn't continue the difficult path in the wilderness.
在这个里面贪恋恶事。
And they did evil things.
所以在那里倒闭了。
And that's why they were struck down.
但是13节又说神是信实的。
But in verse 13 it says that God is faithful.
那一定给他们开一条路来。
And he will open a path for them.
那为什么这么多人会倒闭死呢?
So why should so many people have been struck down?
很显然就是在他们在旷野难行当中没有全心地依靠神仰望神。
It is because when they were walking the difficult path in the wilderness, they did not wholeheartedly believe and trust in God.
如果他们全心依靠神仰赖神, 神是信实的, 一定给他们带一条路让他们走得完。
If they truly trusted in God, then God would have been faithful and opened a way for them.
所以今天我们在信仰生活上也是这样。
Today in our spiritual lives, it is like this as well.
多多少少我们都会受苦。
We will suffer more or less.
我们只能够仰望神。
But we can only look unto God.
仰望神与我们同在。
And look to Him to be with us.
赐给我们喜乐的心。
To give us a heart of joy.
带我们走过这一条人生的道路。
And help us to walk along this path of life.
灵性一直在进步。
So that our spirituality can continually improve.
神是信实的, 他一定会成全。
God is faithful and He will fulfill.
但是如果我们求神说, 不要让我们受苦。
But if we ask God to never let us suffer.
这个大概很难。
Then that is a hard thing.
除非我们很完全。
Unless we are perfect.
但是我们常常是有很多的缺点的。
But more often than not, we have weaknesses.
好，我们现在看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我们若承认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切不义。 这个地方告诉我们,
Here it tells us.
我们如果承认自己的罪,
If we confess our sins,
那神要赦免我们的罪,
Then He will forgive us our sins.
那前面特别说, 神是信实的。
Prior to that, it says, He who is faithful.
也就是说这句话是可信的, 你一定要把握住。
In other words, this is a statement that can be believed, and we should grasp onto the opportunity.
有时候一个人信耶稣以后反而没有喜乐。
Sometimes there are people who come to believe in God and lose joy.
为什么?
Why?
因为他一直想要追求完全。
Because they always strive for perfection.
但是我们每一天睡觉以前会这样冷静想一想。
But every day before going to sleep, we should think.
我们常常觉得我们讲错了话。
And then we realize that we may have said something wrong.
做错了事情。
We may have done something wrong.
我们又生气了。
We may have gotten angry.
对那个人对的态度又不对了。
Or our attitude wasn't right with someone.
所以因为我们一直想要向善，所以我们对自己的错误不能原谅。
And because we want to do good, we cannot forgive ourselves.
因此我们就常常有一个罪恶感，常常觉得说这心里就不会快乐。
And then we feel like we're full of sin and we cannot be happy.
所以有的信徒是这样。
And that is the case with some members.
一直想要完全，但是不会快乐，因为常常有软弱，有缺点。
They strive for perfection, but there is no joy because they are imperfect.
那一直到我们看约翰一书的这一节。
But when we look at 1 John in this verse,
我们就看到答案了。
We see an answer.
神拣选了时候，他也接纳我们的软弱。
When God received us, He received our sins as well.
所以有时候我们一时的软弱所犯的罪最重要是要悔改的心。
So if we have sinned in our weakness, what is most important is that we seek forgiveness.
那在神面前认我们的罪。
We should confess our sins before God.
忧伤痛悔的心，神不轻看。
And God will not looked away from a heart of repentance.
那在我们承认自己的罪的时候，神的恩典呢，就要赦免我们的罪。
Once we confess our sins, then He will forgive our sins.
所以诗篇105篇这样说。
Psalm 105 says.
我们看诗篇的105篇。
Psalm 105.
103.
103.
第八节。
Verse 8.
神有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，却有丰盛的慈爱。这里讲神不轻易发怒，却有丰盛的慈爱。
Here it tells us that God is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
第十节。
Verse 10.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。十二节。
12.
东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离开我们有多远。所以最重要就是我们每一天在神面前要有悔改的心。
So what's most important is that every day we have a repentant heart.
神的爱非常大。
God's love is great.
他知道我们的软弱。
He knows our weakness.
他会赦免我们。
He will forgive us.
那我们的良心就可以平安了。
Then we can have a peaceful conscience.
这个就是我们对付罪的最好的方法。
This is the best way in dealing with our own sin.
常常在神面前悔改，求神赦免。
We need to constantly repent before God and ask for forgiveness.
那这种神的信实对我们的服事也很重要。
This type of faithfulness is very important in our work.
我们看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
十二节。
Verse 12.
从十一节开始。
Let's read from verse 11.
提摩太后书二章十一节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 11。
有可信的话说，我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活。十二节。
12。
我们若能忍耐，也必和他一同作王。我们若不认识他，他必不认识我们。十三节。
13。
我们纵然失信，他仍然可信，因为他不能够背乎自己。这个第二章呢，从开头在讲我们要做基督的精兵。
From the beginning of chapter 12, it talks about how we need to be Christian soldiers.
我们要做农夫。
We need to be workers.
我们要做运动员，农夫 farmer.
We need to be farmers.
这个都是在讲我们服侍神的态度。
And athletes, and this is as descriptions of how the attitude we should have in serving God.
那十四节以后就是告诉我们要做一个无愧的工人。
In verse 14 onward, it talks about how we need to be a worker approved by God.
要做神贵重的器皿。
That we need to be the precious vessel.
这个也是在讲服侍神。
So it's also talking about how we serve God.
那在这个两个就差了第八节这一段。
And between these two passages, there's
说神是信实的。
There's verse 8 about how God is faithful.
他不能够背负自己。
And he will not go against himself.
那为什么要插出这一段？
So why is there this passage in between?
这个就是对我们一种鼓励。
It is an encouragement for us.
我们知道1949年以后。
From 1949 onwards, communism was established in China.
那我们知道这个中国大陆那个生产力越来越低。
And we know that their reproductive rate their production rate has gone down.
因为人民公社完，你做工你也吃一碗饭，你不做工也吃一碗饭。
productivity has gone down because whether they work or not, they will still get the same amount of food to eat.
那你为什么要去做这么劳力?
So why bother working hard?
那以后开始改革。
But once they started to change,
改革就是你做更多，你得更多。
The more you work, the more you receive.
这个就是资本社会的精神了。
So this is a capitalistic society.
那生产力马上提高。
Then production increased immediately.
那有时候我们想，我们在教会做圣工。
Sometimes when we think about doing work in church,
除了专职的工人之外，其他都没有领生活费。
Besides the full-time workers, no one receives a living expense.
那我们常常就想，那我为什么要做？
And sometimes we might wonder, why should I bother working?
那我为什么要这么努力做？
Why should I work so hard?
那我们常常会头脑这样想。
So sometimes we think about this in our minds.
好像我们做很多，我们自己亏损了。
It seems like the more we do, the more we're shorting ourselves.
在社会上也这么忙，这么疲倦。
We are working so hard in society already.
随便做做也没有也不会怎样啊。
Doesn't matter if we just do a half-baked job.
那这一段圣经就是要告诉我们。
But this passage tells us.
神是信实的。
That God is faithful.
那为什么这样讲呢？
Why does it say this?
我们看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活。
If we have died with him, we will also live with him.
如果有一个人服侍神，服侍到尸体反一样被石头打死。
If someone has served God to the point, like Stephen, to the point where he is stoned to death,
那你一定可以看到像斯提凡一样，天开了，主耶稣接他回去。
Then, like Stephen, we will be able to see the heavens open and God receive us.
他只是肉体死，他的灵是活在神的国里荣耀里面。
Physically, he may have died, but spiritually, he lives in God's kingdom.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
你如果能够牺牲像斯提凡这么大，神是信实的，天国一定荣耀最大。
If God is faithful. If you are willing to sacrifice your life, then you will receive glory in heaven.
十二节
In verse 12.
我们如果能够忍耐，也必和他一同作王。
If we endure, we will also reign with him.
真的，有时候我们做圣工要忍耐。
Sometimes doing holy work requires endurance.
有时候是事情本身要忍耐，你才做得完。
Sometimes you have to endure in order to complete the task.
有时候是我们所面对的人，我们要忍耐，你才能把福音传出去。
Sometimes you have to endure the people that you encounter in order to preach the gospel.
那这里说，忍耐就要跟他一起做王。
Here it says that if we endure, we will also reign with him.
做王就是一种荣耀。
Reigning is a form of glory.
也就是一种赏赐。
This is a gift.
那是从忍耐来的。
And it comes from endurance.
那神是信实的。
God is faithful.
所以我们从这里看出来，同时跟忍耐都是受苦。
So here we see that endurance is a soft form of suffering.
我们大家都不愿意受苦。
No one wants to suffer.
但是当我们要服侍神。
But if we are to serve God.
我们却需要选择受苦。
Then we have to choose to suffer.
神是信实的。
But God is faithful.
我们的受苦一定会有报偿。
Our suffering will be rewarded.
所以如果我们对神的信实抓得住。
If we can hold on to God's faithfulness,
我们就知道人生最好的投资就是把神给我们的时间、精力、金钱、学识全部都投到神的事情上。
Then we will realize that the best investment is to give all of our time and money and energy to serve God.
因为神是信实。
Because God is faithful.
他一定会回报。
He will certainly repay.
所以有时候我们看到人六十几岁了。
And sometimes we've seen people who are in their 60s.
在公司里面也加班哦，当然职位很高啊。
They still work overtime in their companies, and that's why they have high positions.
我就常常在想啊，你经济上已经没有什么缺乏。
But then sometimes we wonder, there's nothing lacking in your finances.
你在公司里面拼着拼，只是在拼什么
？So why are you, what are you working for when you're working so hard at work?
那口气如果断了，你不是全部都等零吗
？If you lose your breath, doesn't everything turn into zeros?
那如果用那一种的精神、那种力量来投入神的事工上
，But if you use the same energy to invest in God's work,
那个结果绝对不一样。
The rewards will be completely different.
神是信实的。
Because God is faithful.
但是公司不一定是信实的。
But companies are not necessarily faithful.
所以我们在这里在服侍神上一定要抓住神是信实的。
When we serve God, we must remember that God is faithful.
你如果跟他同死，你就跟他同活。
If you die with him, then you will live with him.
你如果忍耐受苦，你要跟他一起作王。
If you endure and suffer, then you will reign with him.
他是可信的。
He is trustworthy.
所以我们要对神的工作要忠心。
So we need to be faithful in our work.
哦, 对神要忠心。
Towards God, we need to be faithful.
要爱他，要守他的诫命。
We need to love him and obey his commandments.
他是信实的。
Because he is faithful.
我们一生啊，我们活到最后会变成一切都为着神在生活。
So when we live, eventually, we should be living for him.
变成我们人生的目标都是为着神。
Our goals are all directed towards God.
但是我们必不至于失望。
But we will not be disappointed.
因为神是信实的。
Because God is faithful.
这个是我们所能够把握得住的。
And this is something that we can grasp onto.